U.S., the survival rate is 1 in 10 for victims of heart attacks outside a hospital, a statistic that has not changed in 30 years. But new research indicates there's room for improvement. Researchers at the University of Michigan found that if people living in poor neighborhoods received CPR instruction, heart attack victims there would have a better chance of survival. The study found people in poor neighborhoods are 2 to 3 times more likely to have a heart attack than those living in a wealthier part of town.
Are you having any pain this morning?
No.
No.
Lifestyle changes, new medications and treatments can also help keep heart disease at bay.
Over the last decade, we have continued to see improvements in cardiovascular mortality.
Cardiologist Harindra Wijesundara found deaths from heart disease dropped by as much as 35% for people living in Ontario, Canada, between 1994 and 2005. Dr. Wijesundara says changes in lifestyle and behavior had a lot to do with it.
About 48% of this reduction was associated with improvements in risk factors. So, for instance, there was a reduction in blood pressure, in total cholesterol, in smoking.
During the study, the number of Canadians who smoked decreased substantially. Smoking is a major contributor to heart disease, and during that time, doctors increased prescriptions for medications to control blood pressure, resulting in another major reduction in cardiovascular deaths. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And finally, new medical devices play a role in heart health. A new device, no bigger than a paperclip, could revolutionize the way heart failure is managed. Heart failure is caused by high blood pressure or coronary artery disease, a narrowing of the arteries in the heart. The device has performed well in clinical trials. Dr. William Abraham of Ohio State University.
It has been a decade since we've seen a trial this positive.
The device is a tiny sensor implanted through a catheter in the heart's pulmonary artery. The procedure takes just 7 minutes. The patient passes a wand over his chest, collecting data on heart pressure. That data is sent electronically to the doctor's computer. The doctor then can modify medications quickly if needed. With the sensor, patients have a 30% chance of avoiding hospitalization. Right now, a scale is one of the only ways to monitor patients. People with heart failure tend to gain weight because fluids build up when the heart can't pump enough blood. But monitoring weight is not the ideal way to monitor the heart.
Daily weight change is very insensitive in predicting episodes of worsening heart failure.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has not yet approved the device to be used for heart failure patients. The device might also reduce stress because patients will know if their fluids are at the right levels. Carol Pearson, VOA News.